We're now going to hear a repeat item from one of our longest-serving contributors, Sylvia Pryor. This is another piece about shops and shopping in the past, recorded in 2017.
Hello, Sylvia here. Today, I want to concentrate on a very basic topic, shops and shopping. For centuries, people sold their goods in the streets or door-to-door, in addition to small shops and markets. But in 1810, there was a market act which prohibited street trading. Anyone caught selling goods from a basket round the town could be arrested. Now, I don't know whether this was a countrywide law or merely for Halifax. I was surprised to learn that bigger company shops like Boots, Lipton's, Home and Colonial, do you remember those last two, began to appear as early as 1890s. I had tended to think that displacement of small shopkeepers was a more modern tendency, with supermarkets overtaking the independent traders. The modernisation of shops must have come as a great visual shock, because from the change from the village-type shops with a small frontage, half-front windows, to shops with complete frontages of plate-glass windows almost to pavement level, with anything up to about eight or so of these windows, above which were glossy, full-width store names or huge lettering on the actual buildings themselves. Of course, these large shops offered more floor space to walk around and examine everything on sale, and usually had a chair at the main counter for customers to rest their legs. It must have been a daunting but exciting experience to enter a shop with many walls covered in racks of goods, and people probably struggled to keep within their previous budgets and not be lured into spending more than they should or could, as indeed is what happens in shops today. I know I've often made impulse buys, I expect you have too. I was waiting for a medical appointment at the clinic one day, and I wrote this little thing to pass the time. With a cough, cough here, and a sneeze, sneeze there, here a cough, there a sneeze, something everywhere. When I was young many years ago, there was a saying, you may not know, coughs and sneezes spread diseases. Please use your handkerchiefs. Do handkerchiefs still exist, with all those wipes and tissues? Perhaps they are not missed. Now they are so rarely seen, the germs just have a ball. Here, there and everywhere, they erupt, spread and fall. Bye for now.